It's a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming here live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BB and Bumper Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd take this opportunity to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong, you mob. Two deadly, going to jump straight in, have a deadly yarn with our deadly brother, Mitch Tambo, Australian singer, First Nation man, also former Australia's Got Talent, and also 2019 signed with Sony Music. We got a new song out, Great Southern Land, going to talk about that, and got the brother on the line, and a very good morning. You there, Mitch? Hello, how are you?
Good, brother. How are you?
I'm very good. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who you mob. Where you from, Mitch?
Yama Yama. Mitch Tambo here, proud Gamilaroi man. And shout out to all the mob up there in far north, top end Queensland. much love and respect to all of you.
Too dearly, my brother. And look, thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, congratulations. You're kicking goals left, right and centre. Life is beautiful, is it not, Mitch?
The skies are blue, my brother, and whatever they're blue, we'll keep riding them.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Too dearly. Now, congratulations. you signed with Sony Music back in 2019. How's that journey? How's that chapter?
It's good, it's good. We're still cruising, still working hard, trying to get better and learn along the way. And, you know what it is. It's just all about progression and trying to keep moving forward and elevate.
Yeah, fantastic, brother. And you're using music as a tool to tell your story and to educate the people of the world about our First Nation people and who we are. Here we are, 21st century, 60,000 years, and we're not going nowhere, Mitch.
We're not going anywhere, my brother. We're just getting louder and prouder.
That's right. I hear you, brother. Fantastic. Now, let's talk about this new song you got coming out, Great Southern Land, and also singing with Regan Derry. Give us a bit of background, Regan, please.
Yeah, Great Southern Land is out now, the duet version with myself and Regan. Really pumped to have it out. Regan's a phenomenal singer. For those out there that are X Factor fans, you're probably aware of her. She did really well on X Factor and has had an incredible career. Mm. And for us to join forces and do a reimagination of this classic song, it's just been a real awesome journey. It's been deadly.
Fantastic, brother. So tell us about the journey and the work that you do as an entertainer, as a singer, brother. Tell us your story about singing. When did you first start? And you went on Australia's Got Talent and doors opened up for you. You there?
Yeah, brother.
You there? Can you hear me? Hello. Mitch Tambo. We'll try and get you back. My brother. That's Mitch Tambo. Like I said, an Australian singer and First Nation man. Performed on Australia's Got Talent. He signed with Sony Music. And we're talking about his new song that he's got out, Great Southern Land. And singing with sister there, Regan Derry. But we'll try and get him back online and continue that. Lan, let's go. You there, Mitch?
You went walkabout.
Yeah, you now. I was looking for you, brother. So let's talk about your journey as a singer, brother. How long have you been singing? And tell us about taking the plunge and going on Australia's Got Talent, brother.
Yeah, look, started writing my own music and really dabbling in singing probably in 2016. And then 2019 just decided I wanted to get around our head and just get outside my comfort zone and just embrace an opportunity to grow. And that's when Australia's Got Talent was presented to me. And I thought, you know what, let's just go for it and see what happens.
And so with that, was the fear of doing it in the first place? When you say you started in 2016, dabbling in it, and then 2019, you took the plunge. Was there hesitation, was there? Was it, what, confidence? Or you were looking at a different path? Or what happened there?
No, not really. I think it was just more 2019, I recognised that I had anxiety. And once I recognised that I had a bit of anxiety, I decided that I didn't want to be held captive to that anymore.
Yes.
And that I would embrace opportunities to grow and get uncomfortable and, you know, just to really put myself in a position, I suppose, to grow and also to break free of that sort of enslavement, you know. Not that I was enslaved, but I think to a degree, you know, those voices that you can let roam around in your head, they can end up controlling your growth and your progression, and that's really what I wanted to achieve, was to break free of that.
And congratulations for doing that, brother. Look, it opened doors for you, and I think there's a beautiful message there to our mob. The word that comes to mind is fear, and they say that fear is false evidence appearing real. And when you look on the other side of fear, there's freedom. And that's what you did. You overcame, you got out of your comfort zone. You overcame your fears, anxiety. And here you are now kicking goals, brother.
Yeah, just trying to, do the best I can with what I've got. And, I think if you're able to identify anxiety, then that's a great starting point,
Yes.
Because I think there's a lot of people out there that have got this little voice sort of, whispering quietly to them and being controlled by that. So I think if you're able to identify it, you're really blessed because then you're able to go and, do something about it, which
Yes.
is a good thing.
Yeah, good on you, my brother. And are you a full-time entertainer or you got gigs on the side? What do you do elsewise?
I'm full-time,
okay.
Full-time singer, songwriter, musician, dabbling a little bit in acting, performing, presenting, a whole sort of mixed bag of things, but definitely music is my number one thing now, which is great. I'm loving it.
Yeah, beautiful. And tell us the platform in regard to being signed with Sony Music there. Do you have a manager as such, or are you conversing directly with them? And how's that working regarding your operation in life? Do you have to converse with Sony before you go ahead and do things? Or paint that picture, please, brother.
Sure. Yeah, no, I've got an incredible manager.
Good.
And an incredible team around me, which is fantastic. And, obviously when you sign to a label, you're really signing into a team. I suppose it's like being a freelance footy player and then signing to the NRL. That,
okay.
What comes with that is great commitment, great obligation, but more so forming a partnership with the hope to excel your career and, basically create a great platform for your own family and future generations to kind of walk upon, I suppose.
Yeah.
So that's what it's really all about, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, it is a team effort, and they say that no one succeeds by themselves. You've got to have some sort of network of team around you, and you got that, so which is fantastic. Tell us a bit about Great Southern Land and what's that all about, my brother?
Yeah, Great Southern Land is an iconic song here to this nation. I suppose it's kind of You're the Voice, and then I guess next that would follow up would be Great Southern Land in terms of that sort of Aussie catalogue.
Mm.
And, for me, to sort of have the blessing of Icehouse and Ivor Davies to do the song and their green stamp of approval over the song,
mm.
it's just been great. And if, the song, it really just is a song that celebrates the spirit of the land and very metaphorical in terms of, how the song tells the story of this great southern land that we live upon. And I just really wanted to, again, chuck all my language, ancestral, cultural background that's come before me into it and sort of, I don't know if elevate's the right word, but I suppose build on the messaging that the song's been formed on in terms
exactly.
of this land and what's embedded in this land, which is the spirit of our ancestors and over 60,000 years of
yes.
of culture and spirit and love that's been poured into this great southern land. So that's what it's about. And being able to partner with Regan, I think in itself sort of sends that message of reconciliation and, for us to get to A to B and really get to where we need to go to, we need to walk with our allies and we need other people that aren't from our community to get educated and better equipped
yeah,
to understand
fantastic.
Where we've come from so we, can help us in where we're going and bridging the gap and,
yeah.
and really creating a better tomorrow for the next generation.
Yeah, now too, really, brother. It looked fantastic, and using music as a tool, as a vehicle. We're going to play that here very soon. In regards to tours, are you doing any tours? And when are you going to come far north Queensland? When are you going to come Cairns, bro? Mitch, you there? Lost you, Mitch. Hey, no good. Mitch Tamba, look, with that, thank you, my brother. Good yarning with you. Congratulations in the work that you're doing. Signed with Sony Music, and now we're about to play Great Southern Land, his new track that's out, and duo with Regan Derry. Big shout out to Regan. Have a listen, you mob. Do enjoy. I think I got him back on board there. You there, my brother?
Yeah,
shut up. They're cutting us out. But listen, my brother, beautiful yarn. Thank you so very much. I was just asking you before you leave, any tours and any tours up here, far north Queensland, Cairns?
I'd love to come up there. You know what, bro? I love that country so
yes.
much. And I've got so much respect for the mob up there. I would definitely love to get up there and do some stuff really soon. I know that we're doing a tour real soon.
Mm.
We're heading over to Queensland. I'm not sure how far up we're going. But if there's any opportunities out there, you deadly mob,
yeah.
Please reach out, because a brother would love to come up and get some good real sunshine and get a bit of a tan. Murray getting too light down here in the
That's
south.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And the beautiful sunshine to get the tan, my brother. Look, thank you for the yarn. Congratulations, my brother. We're going to go to your Deli Track, Great Southern Land. Big shout-out to Regan Derry, who's a co-singer with you as well. Keep smiling. Yeah. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll yarn soon, Mitch.
Thanks, my brother. I really appreciate your support. It means the world. Take care.
To Deli. Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there, Mitch Tambo. Here's his new track, Great Southern Land, a duo with Regan Derry. Have a listen, you mob. Too Deadly.
fills my dreams. Oh, trains, trains, the feeling never wanes. My long-term lifetime love affair with trains. My granddad and his mates were fiddlers on the line. They worked the tracks right across the state. And every now and then I talk to some old railway men, and they bring old granddad's stories back again. Trains, trains, get down in your veins. That rumbling diesel sound fills my dreams. Oh, trains, the feeling never wanes. My long-term lifetime love affair with trains. My mother traveled far. She ran the dining car, and the rattle and the clatter and the heat. She'd work the northern train and head back south again. And sometimes I'd climb aboard and she'd take me. Oh, trains, trains, get down in your veins. That rumbling diesel sound fills my dreams. Oh, trains, trains, the feeling never wanes. My long-term lifetime love affair with trains.
Hey.
Now when my boy and I watch the locos thundering by, I know he'll sing his daddy's song one day. Trains, trains, get down in your veins. That rumbling diesel sound fills my dreams. Oh, trains, trains, feeling never wanes. My long-term lifetime love affair with trains. My long-term lifetime love affair with trains.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Thank you.
can't seem to let go. You're gone when I need you the most. They say it's hard, but you never know. What you had for so long, then it's gone. When I wake for the coffee, my lungs breathe it in and I'm happy. I wish it all was just a dream, but it's not, it's never what it seems. When the days are dark and the room is feeling empty, I know that I can lean on you when I'm feeling heavy. You will catch my tears when the days are looking darker. You are my pillow and you're all I got. Oh, when I fall apart, when I fall apart, when I fall apart, yeah, yeah, yeah. The house is silent and it's past three. Feels like I can't breathe. I start to cry and get angry. I'm too young to lose you, can't you see? Yeah. I sit and stare as the phone rings. It ain't you, but I wish that it could be. My tears when the days are looking darker. You are my pillow and you're all I got. Oh, when I fall apart, when I fall apart, when I fall apart, when the days are dark and the room is feeling empty, I know that when I fall apart.
Yeah, the beautiful voice of Royston Noel. And Too Deadly, my brother, hope you're well. And kicking butt there on television there with his performance. Doing so well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, Yarn Up with the Bully One here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS National Radio Service, based here at Bumabrippa Media, BBM 98.7 FM. Give a shout out to my mob there, Father Side, 1 year Gunga leader, Dumaji Burktown. Morning to Nolan. Big shout out to your mob. Thank you for hosting me up there last week. And also a big shout out to my Arab Dunley Island mob, my mother's side, with me in spirit, mum, and living the dream. That's what I'm doing. Thanks to you, mum. So too beautiful. All right, with that, we're going to catch up with another deadly TSI baller, and that's Bernard Namok Jr., and he's a training and engagement officer with First People Disability. And we're talking about the first ever podcast dedicated to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders living with disability. And as of today, released 16 March on Close the Gap Day. And a very good morning to you, my brother. Bernard, how are you?
I'm good.
How were you? Do you?
No.
Come again. There you.
Yeah.
There you are.
Yeah.
My brother. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Were you from, Bernard?
Yeah. Well, I'm a proud Torres Strait Islander. Dad side, Badu and St. Paul's.
Mm.
And my mum come from Darnley.
Darnley. There you go. Connection Eastern there, my Islands.
Bala. Yeah, yeah.
That means I can borrow money for you, Bala.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a short.
My Bala. Look, you're used to this, talking on radio. You are a radio man. It has been in your life, been in that industry, this industry, for many years. And you stepped into the training engagement officer's role with First People Disability Network. So we'll talk about that.
Mm.
But let's talk about your life in radio. It's a break. It's not goodbye.
No, it's just a break. Been doing radio since 2000.
Yes.
Yeah, started up on Thursday Island. Was a request presenter.
Mm.
And then I wanted to kind of venture out and see what's out there.
Sure.
So I moved to Darwin back in 2006 and did my diploma in broadcasting up there at Bachelor Institute and stayed on 17 years later.
So that was Larrakia?
Tiba.
Tiba.
Yeah,
yep.
top end Aboriginal bush. And thought I'd resign and move back home last year in July.
July
of last year.
Okay. So having a break from radio, but here we are, Yana now on radio, but talking about the first ever podcast dedicated to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders living with disability. So tell us about this podcast, Mabala.
Yeah, so this podcast will be a fortnightly podcast. Just talking to Mob about their stories, you know, and some of the barriers that they face, whether it's accessibility, their human rights, and also connecting them to the right services too. Because what I've heard, like ever since I started with First Peoples Disability Network as an advocate last year, getting stories for the Royal Commission, and it was just all the same things, same issues that I've been listening to. From back home in the Torres Straits is accessibility, housing, and also infrastructure for people with disability living up on the islands. And so from doing that, and now we're part of this engagement, the national training and resource team with First Peoples Disability Network with the attachment to the podcast too.
Good, fantastic. Look, it gives them a mob out there with disability a beautiful platform in regarding building a stronger and better future for themselves. When you look at that, Bala Bernard, we're talking about discrimination, racism in the black sense, but also with disability. So there's a double whammy there for some of our people that live in that state, in that situation.
Yeah, isn't and it? Like listening to all them stories, this is kind of like a new field for me, but similar to what I was doing, especially around with the Torres Strait flag every anniversary, you know, advocating and talking to mob. So I think with that connection and with families that are finding it hard to navigate through services and also just don't know who to talk to, you know, I thought, you know, it'd be good to be that voice for them.
Yeah, beautiful. No, fantastic. And you find that the people are forthcoming into having the conversations on the podcast?
Yeah, so they're happy to share their story.
Yes.
And what I do is I just sit there and listen.
Beautiful. Two ears, one mouth.
Yeah, while I listen to them. Like, you know, you could have all them questions down to ask them, but usually it's not the case when you listen
to them. Ask the question, shut your mouth, and they make the yarn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I just ask the first question, and then all them other things kind of flow. But it is a learning journey for me as well, like in this new, coming from radio broadcasting after 22 years and talking to Mob up in the Northern Territory and also around Australia. And also having that connection to people with disability. Here in Cairns and also in up on the islands.
Brother, and when you look at disability, it comes in all phases, doesn't it? It's not only like wheelchair bound, quadriplegic, the mental, the hearing, the vision, all the above, hey?
Yeah, and I think, you know, with this podcast, Yarning Disability, the first episode I you know, talk to Damien Griffith, our CEO.
Yes.
Just about the mob that kind of paved the way for people with disability, the founders and the elders that started this organization. And also, we was going to have another talent on the program, but my boss said, you know, it'd be good to share your story, your disability
journey. And that's what you're doing. Exactly.
What I've been through back in Darwin over 10 years ago. So kind of have that connection too when I listen to people, talking about their experience. Whereas for me, like I had to learn to walk and talk after what I've been through up in Darwin. So having gone through rehab, took 2-3 months off work. But radio broadcasting was kind of like my therapy, I guess.
Sure.
Because one side of my face wasn't working properly. But talking moved the muscles, and then I was back at work.
So it was the good medicine for you?
Yeah, talking.
Yes. exactly. And so that's the thing in regarding having the conversation with mob out there in the disability sector. You know, it empowers other brothers and sisters who got disability and don't know that there is other people in this situation and there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
And having this conversation empowers them as well, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and I think for telling my story to mob, you know, it kind of makes them at ease, you know.
Yeah, sure, okay.
Have the connection, you know.
Yes.
And not only that, you know, like people that I talk to, you know, in radio broadcast, you have to have that connection with them. So, yeah, it's been good so far.
Yeah, good one, brother. Good, good, good. And we're talking young and old, male and female, anybody with disability, come to the table and let's have a yarn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also support services too for there with mob, that's helping mob out in the community, like Blackfella support services.
Yeah, sure.
That's there.
And you would have all that information, won't you?
Yeah, yeah.
So while they're telling their story, you also see where they're at in their life and whatever support they need. Well, you've got a folder that says, here's all the different departments that can help you in that
area. Yeah, and also what I've, when I was talking to, like trying to find services here in Cairns, I came across one bala there from Badu, Mgatwan Support Services, called Yumi Support Service, which caters for people. You know, when families come down from the islands, no transport, and, you know, don't know where to go or what organization to go and ask for help. So this brother, Karim Yorkston, Karim.
Karim, big shout out, Karim,
give that support to families that are coming down and also here in Cairns as well.
Cool, that's fantastic, that's powerful. And look, helping our mob, you know, and we belong to that, sharing people, aren't we? Sharing, caring people.
Yeah, and also looking after mob too.
That's what we do, brother, you know, it's so very important. And reaching out to a mob, and like anybody at any moment can start a new future. So like I said, the podcast to me, I think it's a powerful tool. Empowers our mob, you know. But when you're talking, getting it off your chest, that in itself is good medicine. Yeah. And that's what this podcast creates, doesn't
it? Yeah, and it kind of makes you feel light when you tell your stories too. Mm. And it kind of, like, I could see changes from brother when I had a chat to him. And you could kind of see changes. And that tone of his voice kind of changed towards the end. Not so serious, you know, at the start. But yeah, so some
then the mock come then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's some of them things that I kind of pick up when I have a yarn to mob.
Yeah, beautiful. Look, you create that the persona that comes with that conversation. They feel at ease when they make a yarn for you, Bala.
Wow.
As we know, nothing beats better black on black.
Mm.
So when you got black man talking for black man, black woman, that respect is there, and that care is there, and that support for that yarn is there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So with that, do First People Disability Network have an office here in Cairns?
I'm actually working from home.
You
the
work
moment.
From home, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got advocates around Australia.
Yes. Good. Okay, brother. Fantastic. And for people out there with disability, who would they reach out to in regarding if they need support, or it's just a phone call away, isn't it?
Yeah. And on our website, fpdn.org.au, they've got ways to connect with different advocates around Australia.
Sure.
And also just talk to mob, because mob might know mob.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, and especially in towns and cities and
the Murray and Road Vines.
Yeah.
My brother, which are the yarn? Anyone can ring up and add to this podcast?
Yeah.
Do you reach out to people and approach them?
No, like...
Anyone contact you and say, listen, I want to tell my story on your podcast. How they go about it?
Yeah, people can reach out to me on social media.
Yes.
I'll send you all the details. I'll give you them details if anybody want to...
Sure, we'll check it on their webpage as well.
Yeah, just reach out and happy to have a yarn to you.
Sounds like you're enjoying this journey, my brother.
Yeah, it's a different, whole new experience.
Yeah.
Like working from home and talking to mob.
Yeah,
don't beautiful. Have to leave home.
Yeah, brother, that's it.
Everything's party online. At your place.
My brother, look, thank you. You did mention the Torres Strait Island flag, Bernard Namok Jr., your beautiful father with us in spirit.
Mm.
He was the man that created the Torres Strait Island flag. Let's talk about that space.
Mm.
As we know, in the last couple of years, there's been dramas with the Aboriginal flag and ownership and what have you. Where does the Torres Strait Island flag sit in regards to ownership?
I think it's for it's for the people.
Yes.
Yeah. The flag was created for the people. So, yeah, it's for the people.
So it's not for sale?
No.
No, thank you.
Mm.
And anybody can use the flag as they see fit in regarding representation?
Yeah.
Whether it be an organization or private business or what have you?
Yeah, but usually family that have, like family, they, you know, they're good passing. You know,
they
always, you know, write a letter or email or just
for respect, permission
from my mum. Saying that they were going to use the flag on things, you know, for that. But it's not like it's family, you know.
Sure.
They have the respect and good passing, so they go through that way and kind of ask for permission from mum.
Mm.
And, you know, like she says yes and
beautiful. Yeah. Well, we look at what happened with the Aboriginal flag, and Mr. Thomas there sold the flag and the right to do so. He had ownership of it. But we as First Nation people were lost in that sense. People were getting invoices or sued or approach him regarding legality using the Aboriginal flag. And it's great to see that's not happening with the Torres Strait Island flag.
Yeah. No, it's been incident. I was doing a broadcast out in Barunga for the Barunga Sports and Cultural Festival, and had my phone on silent. And when I turned it back on, all these calls from radio stations, from media, trying to get like my
your perspective.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I just said, you know, like my dad created that flag during a competition.
Yeah.
And it's there for
forever and for the people.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, as the Arab man, Dunley Island man, I use that flag and with respect, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, my brother. Hey, good yarning with you.
Mm.
Thank you very much, Bernard. Congratulations in your new role, Training and Engagement Officer with First People Disability Network. The podcast is up and running. For all our Dili Mob out there who want to be a part of that yarn, they can contact you via the webpage of First People's Disability Network.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Fantastic. And good to be seeing you face-to-face, my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, good yarning with you. Thank you very much. And do please keep this program in mind and regarding any more yarns we can have to help our mob out there.
Yep. No worries.
To Dili Bala. All right, beautiful yarn there. Bernard Namok Jr., a Training and Engagement Officer at First People Disability Network, and talking about the first ever podcast dedicated to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander living with disability. Released today, and that's the 16th of March, Close the Gap Day. So very, very important yarn, and very important to have the podcast released today on Close the Gap Day. We sound like a broken record, don't we? Close the gap, gap getting wider sometimes. Shut up. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong here? National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My daughter's running around.
Yeah, beautiful track. Thursday Island Black Paradise here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Bully One here, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. Can be live for First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindi Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation. Thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. All right, we're going to catch up with Yarn now. Beautiful sister, we got Rindy Schreiber on the line and talk about the work that she's doing and always busy, this deadly sister. Online, Marindy, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Trevor?
I'm very good, very good. My sister, before you start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Okay, my name's Marinda. I'm a geospatial, not an expert, but an enthusiast, self-taught, yes. Noongar Yoga from Perth.
Okay,
beautiful. For Winyama, a digital solutions company.
Okay, now we're talking about Indigenous Mapping Workshop. Tell us about this workshop and tell us what it's all about, my sister.
So the Indigenous Mapping Workshop teaches Indigenous-led organisations to use digital and geospatial tools to collect, host, visualise, share and publish maps to support their values and community objectives. So very much in that ranger space at the moment. Those guys are kind of leading the way in data collection and managing country, but, you know, we're also talking about language, name places, you know, mapping can be used in a whole range of places that are of value to Aboriginal people.
Yeah, fantastic. And so your program, is it happening or can people get in touch with you to have a program up and running? Or paint that picture, please, sister.
Yeah, sure thing. So we've got some cool funding coming through that enables us to kind of get out into the community and offer this training pretty much for free. So in this year, we're having our first national workshop since 2019 due to COVID. So pretty excited about that. Reconciliation Week, the 30th of May to the 2nd of June in Melbourne. So there's an online application form, mob can apply. Unfortunately, you just got to get yourself there, but the training's all free.
Yep. Good, good, good.
But on top of that, you know, we do some regional ones. So I was, you know, the team have been lucky enough to go up north to Broome and host one up there last year. I got over to you guys in Brisbane, and I was lucky enough to meet the Queensland Indigenous Women's Ranger Network before they got famous with their Earthshot cries and taught them some mapping skills. So we try to get around as much as we can through that IMW network and vehicle.
Look, which is fantastic. Here we are in the 21st century, and we belong to this country, and having digital map is just putting the oldest living culture on planet Earth, which digital, and a good fit, I would say, sister.
Oh, that's for sure. Don't worry. I've been, it was actually over there in Brisbane. I got called out by one of the old girls in the training. She kind of, after about half a day of learning, she goes, but what is all this about?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I thought I'd explain myself enough, and we're, you know, halfway through learning how to do these things. Come on now.
Hello, give it the program. Give it the program.
Yep, that's how it is. You got to answer to the to the oldies. And I told her, our people, they've been managing this country for thousands and thousands of years.
And we're just going digital, that's all.
We don't need to set ourselves back by not using these tools. We can use these tools to better manage country, protect country and culture, and pass it on to the next generation, which fits with everything about, you know, the things that connect us as Aboriginal people, those things that we do have in common, because we are all different.
Yeah, we are all different, and you're just using a tool that's available, and like I said, 21st century, technology, here it is, digital, we're in that space as well. So, look, fantastic, Marinda, thank you for sharing. All the best to your deadly team. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep in touch, and we'll yarn soon, sis.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Trevor. And, to anyone out there that wants to come along, jump on our website, Indigenous Mapping Workshop Australia, and chuck in an application. We'd love to have you along.
Good. Beautiful. Take care, sis. All the best.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn. That's Marinda talking about the Indigenous Mapping Workshop. Check out their webpage and look a great tool. Like I said, the longest living culture on planet Earth, working with digital tools and mapping and showing where our mob is and their connection to country. Fantastic. All the vehicles that are available in the 21st century. Comes the time of 23 signs off for today's program. You're up. Thank you very much for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. We'll yarn soon and got the news coming up very soon via NERS, National Radio Service. A big shout out to the NERS team. Thank you, Mops. We'll yarn soon. Too deadly.